Part 3, Chapter 13, Family Secrets Revealed. The Underground's ruling families, like the one I was born into, have spent a tremendous amount of time and resources perfecting ways to ensure their secrets are kept. The secrets, as they refer to them, are not ever to be shared with those who are born outside of the chosen lines. In these secretive upper echelons of society, the preeminent focus and determining factor in one's life is not necessarily from the choices you make, but rather who your ancestors are that gave you life. Genealogies and marital bloodlines are the most sacred and revered doctrines. One who is born outside of these specific and chosen bloodlines is perceived as something of a subspecies or a lesser being. Often these people are referred to as goyim, uninitiated, outsiders, useless eaters, or even cattle. The Hebrew word goyim contains at its root the idea of the nations or those who are outside. The world is slowly being indoctrinated into this ideology through the revised worship of muggles, half-breeds, or purebloods. This doctrine is heavily reinforced, as the bloodline families believe that they have the divine right to rule, as given to them by their ancestors, or the gods of old, the Nephilim, those offspring prodigies of the fallen angels of Genesis 6, who came down in the days of Jared and left their heavenly estate so that they could procreate with the daughters of men. These fallen watcher angels taught humankind forbidden secret knowledge such as sorcery, enchantment, root cutting to produce hallucinatory substances that allowed the user to travel into their realms. Other watchers taught mankind the making of weapons, astrology, putting on beauty masks, sacred geometry, and the communing with the spirits through mediums, divination, and meditation, as outlined in the biblically endorsed books of 1st Enoch, Jasher, and Jubilees. The hidden wisdom, or Gnosis, was scattered at Nimrod's tower and birthed the mystery religions. The pineal crown of the rulers over so many of these beliefs is the doctrines of Gnosticism, which is the many-headed hydra of deception. The mingling of outside entities injected a literal seed of the dragon into the bloodlines of humankind, as prophesied to Adam in the Garden of Eden. This injection of outside genetics led to the corruption of all flesh and to complete and total wickedness before the Father brought the great flood to cleanse and start again. These Nephilim and their later offspring, the Rephaim, the Anakim, and others, carried in their blood a marker of the gods, or in Hebrew, the Elohim. These beings became the gods of mythology, like Poseidon, Athena, Hercules, and Thor, who once more have gained cult followings. The practice of deifying people into godhood carried on with the pharaohs, kings, and emperors, even presidents, popes, and priests whose bloodline could be traced to these fallen ones or their progeny became themselves their very own gods of old. For thousands of years, these bloodline families have carried on the practice of interbreeding, genetic modification, and intermarrying in order to ensure their divine purity is maintained. At its most debased and realistic level, this has led to the keeping of oaths sworn through incest, murder, and hatred. In recent days, the phrase the Illuminati has flooded our culture. This, in fact, refers not just to Adam Weishaupt's 17th century secretive order, but the much more profound truth abides in the illumined bloodlines. By nature, bloodline families are not something people can join apart from being born with the blood in their veins. This does not mean families will not allow goyim to serve within their ranks, or even on rare occasions to be allowed to intermarry through scioning or grafting in of an outsider. However, the bringing in of a powerful or influential outsiders is done only after an extensive selection and interview process is completed. It then requires contractual agreements more abhorrent than you can imagine. The families believe the purer their blood is, the greater their ability to move with power, the force of will and control. For those interested in a more in-depth analysis of this, I highly suggest all people read through the superb series by Dr. Michael Lake, starting with The Shinar Directive. Also, you can see Gary Wayne's book, The Genesis 6 Conspiracy, and Johnny Cerucci's work on The Illuminati Unmasked, Secret History, and The Eaters of Children, The Pedocracy Exposed. For further references, see Dr. Stephen Pidgeon's work at sefer.net. These dynastic families have perfected the art of hiding in plain sight, such as those of the Rex Dias or the dragon bloodlines of Europe, like the Scythians or the Lees of China. In doing this, they've passed on not only what they believe to be the divine seed, but also with it the secrets and hidden wisdoms only to the initiates that they believe are worthy to receive it. My family and the ancestors of my bloodline selected specific individuals within their families to carry the secrets or to become guardians who ensure the secrets are protected at all costs. They are the ones who keep houses and ensure the dynasty and estate is well maintained. This was my main function for the Brotherhoods of the Illuminists, like the Masons and Mormons. Furthermore, the Jesuits and serpent cults choose to contract out many of my services, leading to the Black Projects groups within the military. As a child, I was made to partake as a spiritual conduit in the darkest of rituals where these divine familial exchanges, contracts, and communications were conceived while being conspired. While I grew, the use of my blade outpaced my childish body's usefulness during rituals, and thus I was transferred into the underworld of killing, torture, and control. I was made to keep the secrets for nearly 3 decades of my life. I was born into the darkest of secrecy, threats, and blackmail. I was raised in a world where black dragons give orders and assets dance like marionettes, the place where corporations controlling the colonies of the British Empire mingle with the professional compromisers like the Special Executive Services programs to build and control militaries and nations across the earth. There was a time I was seduced by its glamour, by its illustrious appeals. But once you've been served up as dessert for the pedophilic desires of state-visiting dignitaries, you can't stand to lust for their power or status. I have come to hate evil, and instead I choose to come to the light and let all mankind see my deeds. The hard truth is that most fear the enemy, but I cannot and will not live another day in silence. And it is time to expose their works of darkness. It is time all people can learn the truth of how these kingdoms operate and how these families can control so many individuals. They have three primary methods with which they enforce and enact their will on this earth. And it's time you learn about them.